Now, the next story. Iran's oil minister says that U.S. President Donald Trump shouldn't stop interfering in the Middle East if he wants to keep oil prices from rising and prevent market instability. Bijan Namdarzangene urged Trump to, quote, stop unwarranted and tension-provoking meddling in the region. He said that the recent comments by Trump have led to a rise in crude prices and a disruption of the oil market, but the U.S. president blames OPEC for that. The Iranian oil minister said that Trump seeks to tremendously decrease Iran's petroleum exports and at the same time keep oil prices from going up. Zangana noted that these two are mutually exclusive. Joining me now from Lund is Jan Oberg, who is a founder of Transnational.Live. Oh, good to see you, Mr. Oberg. Iran oil minister is blaming the U.S. administration, the Trump administration, of interfering in the Middle East now in terms of oil price and that kind of thing. Let's have your comments on, do you agree that the U.S. is doing this interference in the Middle East?
Well, the whole problem is that there is a very coordinated, well-planned build-up to even more warfare against Iran. I mean, you have political warfare, to say the least, if you listen to President Trump's speech at the UN yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you have the constant stepping up of the sanctions, also to be tightened even more in November. And you have, of course, the break from the JCPOA, which is an international law violation. And all this saber-rattling, you know, at some point you have painted yourself into a corner where you cannot move out without looking like a fool. This is not the game of the North Koreans, he can repeat here. So, yes, I think that's the problem. Of course, there's a concern about oil prices for the world economy. The U.S., however, might have an interest in higher oil prices, I don't know. And probably they will manage to put pressure on Saudi Arabia to put more oil on the market. So I'm not quite sure that that the two are incompatible, as your Minister of Oil is saying, but the main thing is, at the moment, that whatever the U.S. does vis-a-vis Iran will have huge consequences, of course, first of all, for the Iranians and the Iranian people who are already hit by these totally unjustified measures now, but also for the region and the world.
Mr. Oberg, it's not only Iran that the U.S. is behaving this way, it's also Russia, it's China, that trade war they have entered. I mean, is this, you think, what the new U.S. administration is used to? I mean, bullying and the coercive measure instead of getting to negotiating table and discussing things?
Well, you know, first of all, my view is this is not a matter of the Trump administration. It's just making the fall of the U.S. empire going faster than it otherwise would. This is a system disease. There's something fundamentally rotten in the United States empire and the way it conducts foreign and international policies, and there's been basically since 45. But it has gotten into this exceptionalist idea that it can do what others cannot do. It can punish others for doing what it does itself much worse. And add to that, you do not have a Mikhail Sergeyevich Gorbachev in Washington or anybody intellectual left in the administration. Mm-hmm. What you have is a bunch of militarists, neocons, and a president who cannot be trusted because he says different things 1 hour from the next. And also, you do not have some kind of benevolent idea about how to dissolve your empire and become a normal state together with others. Mm-hmm. We're going through a terrible period in the future. I pray that it will not hit Iran too, but I fear it will, much worse than now. And also, it's a grumpy superpower that, whose only message to the world is negative and destructive. It's threats, it's wars, it's interventions, it's infiltration. It is sanctions, it is bizarre statements like the one yesterday, which is one, that speech is one big violation of international law and the UN Charter. I'm asking myself at what point we have to think of countries such as the US being suspended from UN membership for a period, because whatever President Trump said yesterday, he's violating one paragraph after the other of the UN Charter. And you cannot be a member of an organization if you have not the slightest respect for that organization's charter.
Well, yeah, he doesn't want to be a member of that kind of a UN that we have now. He wants basic changes and reforms to it.
We need to protect the United Nations.
Exactly.
It's the best organization humankind has, and its charter is the most Gandhian document ever signed by governments.
All right. Thank you for your comments. That was Jan Oberg, founder of the Transnational.life, joining us from Lund.